right back in studio. Good morning. Cloudy and 65 is what we got going. Welcome to our Wednesday talk round, and as promised, got to catch up with Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Family, Community, and Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
In studio with me this morning. Well, you had a good month of July. We're into the month of August now, and I'm looking at our radio topics here, and it's a full sheet.
It's pretty full.
You're going to have a busy month.
Yeah.
Let's jump in. Well, first of all, you got a birthday shout out to
your son. I do. Yeah. My son Theodore is 13 today. I have another teenager in the house.
Wow. So. You're a brave lady. Well, happy 13th to Theodore.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah. No. So it is, like you said, a busy month over at the Teen Center. We try to cram in what we can to serve our youth and our community as much as we can.
You're doing a great job over there of that. Believe me, looking at this. What's going on in August?
So we have our summer hours, of course, going on until school starts. And our summer hours are Monday through Thursday from 1 to 5 p.m. And we've got a sand-filled basketball hoop out there. We've got a volleyball net up out there. We've got some axe throwing game, not the dangerous kind.
Not real axes.
No, that's good. So, you know, and just different outdoor equipment out there that we've gotten for the summer. That's been really fun. I am going to let everyone know that any of the tournaments or games that we talk about here, you have to be there by 1:30 to participate. So everything I'm referencing here, I'm going to be just letting you know, just be there by 1:30, have the youth there by 1:30 to participate. And first thing I'm going to talk about is today, our Win It Wednesday.
Have a good time with Win It Wednesday.
Yes,
I love this.
We do. And the kids come in and they come in throughout the week, and you know they got to get their names in there so they can get a better chance. And that's how it works: is every day you come in there, you put your name in the Win It Wednesday, and then every Wednesday we pull the winner. And so the more times you're there, the better your chances. You don't need to be present to win. You put your number on there and I call you and tell you won. So
all right. Easy procedure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then the winner, of course, gets the free mini blizzard from DQ.
I'd take that. Good stuff.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Then we have this Thursday is our ping pong tournament. And James over at the Daily News is going to join us there and talk with the kids and do a piece on the Teen Center as well.
Nice.
To talk about what we're doing and what it means to the youth there. And so parents, you know, send your kids over.
That's awesome.
Tomorrow, Thursday, every day, but Thursday, mm-hmm. You know, give James a welcome and let have your kids tell him what the Teen Center means to them. And that's going to be the ping pong tournament is, of course, 1 to 3:30, ages 10 and up. That's what we've got going on Thursday. Then we have our volleyball tournament again this coming Monday, August 14th. That was big, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Last time it was big.
Good turnout?
It was a really good turnout.
I love hearing that.
So the volleyball players all shared it. So when I started seeing that, I was like, this might get big.
It's not a problem. It's a good problem to have, though.
That is a fantastic problem to have. So our community loves their volleyball.
You got it.
So, yeah, and that's going to be, like I said, this coming Monday, August 14th from 1 to 3:30, youth ages 10 and up. And then we have 2 days later, our movie day, which is the Super Mario Bros. Movie, the new Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Loving that.
Yes. I actually got a chance to watch that for the first time. It was pretty good.
Seriously, you haven't seen that yet?
I hadn't seen it yet.
All right.
No. So, and that's our hours, of course, are 1 to 5. The movie starts at 2. Pizza is done for those that want it at 2:30. And if you want, to grab a slice. It's $2.75 a slice or $6 for two slices and a soda or water.
Okay.
We'll have free admission, of course. There's no cost to watch the movie. Grab a free treat, free popcorn. Sign up for Econo, those sandwich cookies that they have.
Those
They're
are
one
so
of
good.
Three. Yeah. They, so they'd sign up to win one of those. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun for the youth. Movie days are. So that's what we've got going on next Wednesday. And then the following Monday, we have our pool tournament going on Monday, August 21st. And that's been going on. Our pool tournament has been one of the first things that we've gotten going. Then the youth really do love doing that. And Mandy Nelson is right there with them doing it. So, and that's from 1 to 3:30, youth ages 10 and up. The following Monday, the 28th, we have our flag football again.
All right.
That was a blast last time that the kids had so much fun. I think this time, though, Thaddeus will be well. He was ill last time, so he had to have a stand-in for him.
All right.
So he'll be ready and raring.
He's recouped and ready to go.
Yes, and so they will be playing. It'll be Team Sam versus Team Thaddeus. Team Thaddeus for the red team. Team Sam for the blue team.
All right.
And so they'll be team captains, pick their teams, and they'll play. And that's, again, like I said, that Monday, August 28th from 1 to 3:30. And I'm going to just remind everyone that it is flag football and it's a lot of fun. But please don't send any cleats with the kids.
Okay. Yeah, no cleats, no tackling. That's,
right.
Yeah.
So, and then finally we have our chess tournament on the 30th of the month. And that's from 1 to 3:30 again. And Mandy Nelson runs it beautifully. And it is a lot of fun. I have a kid in there that I still have to sit down and play. I told him I was going to be there on Thursday, and he's ready. He's ready, and he's ready to wager, and I don't know. That makes me nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Bill.
This guy might know what he's doing.
So, and then our after-school program fundraiser, Family Fun Night fundraiser, is going to be Thursday, September 7th. You guys, I've got an event going on Facebook. It looks like the response to it has been pretty big. So we've got our rain date is going to be the following Thursday, the 14th. But we are going to have the rock wall. The police department is bringing. The fire department's bringing.
That's always
trucks.
Popular. Yeah.
Yes. And then the fire department is going to bring the fire trucks, and they're geared for the kids to try on, and that little mock fire for them to put out. Econo Foods is sponsoring our food. We've got Bremer Mortgage sponsoring the Painted Turtle face painters there that are going to be there. We've got Healing Arts Chiropractic sponsoring the Balloon Artist, and Big Woods Electric sponsoring the Barrel Train that we're going to have there. We're going to have prizes, $1 a ticket for the prizes. So that's, you know, that'll help bring in money too for the teen center there. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a good chance to get together as a community, thank our first responders. And then, of course, the main event. The Breck PD versus the Breck Fire Department in a tug of war.
All right.
Last year, the police department won. So you know the
fire department's out for revenge.
They are going to be wanting a piece of the PD.
They got something to prove. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun, Bill. Then, of course, we're open for rentals year-round. So anybody that needs to or wants to rent the facility can call over to the Breckenridge City Hall and book their rentals. And I just want to thank all of my staff for being awesome, for helping make it happen. Thank you to the community, for the businesses, the individuals that that really put it together, donate and whatnot to our after-school program. We are looking for sponsors for our after-school program.
Right.
And so That's how we make it happen. Our free after school program isn't free. It happens because of the generosity of our community.
Right. Well, so. And you do great work over there, like you say. And again, kudos to you and your staff. Always a lot. Every time I see these sheets, yes. I'm going, boy, there's a lot of moving parts over there.
There is. And it happens with a fantastic, cohesive team that each has their gifts that mm-hmm. they bring a different, you know, a different part to a very necessary part to the whole. So,
everything, maybe it starts at the top. There you go. I'm going to embarrass you now.
No, it is good though. It is good that, it's not me that the community, like, you know, that they get behind. It's mm-hmm. the idea. It's the fact that, you know, there's someone there to provide this community with, you know, a safe and fun place for the youth to go to.
Fantastic resource
right.
over there. It really
so
is.
So they really love that. They love that there is that opportunity. So, of course, yeah, they would love helping to make that happen.
Fantastic. Andy, great to have you in.
Thank you, Bill.
Lots going on here in, what's left of August. We got at least 3 weeks. But you and I, you'll be back in September.
I will.
And, you know, school kind of gets cranked up then, and mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll have a full list then, too.
I'm sure.
But keep up the good work over there, all right?
Thanks, Bill.
Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Family and Community Teen Center. We talk with Mandy once a month. Get the lowdown on what's going on over there at the Teen Center. Coming up on 920, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Catfish jump in the Red River. And great morning radio.
I heard someone singing like a bullfrog in a pond.
It's summer in the valley and mornings with Dablo on AM 1450, KBMW, the voice of the valley.
Knocking me off of my